This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Investment and Downstream Minister Rosan Perkasa Roslani has said that the investment requirement for infrastructure development in Indonesia could potentially reach $644 billion. Of the total figure, he said 40% will be funded by the central and regional governments. President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday emphasized that he has no plans to reshuffle the red and white cabinet anytime soon, considering the good track record of all ministers. Describing his cabinet as a solid team that is delivering a favorable performance, Prabowo stressed that inputs and criticism directed towards the government are simply natural in democracy. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon, VOI listeners. You are back with me, Unika, on this afternoon session of Indonesia Today. Hey, hey, hey. How are you guys? Are you in your lunch hour? Because currently in Jakarta, it is lunch hour now. Hoping if you are currently eating lunch, you're eating good food. And also don't forget to stay hydrated, drink your water. And I'm glad to accompany you in the weekend today. And for the next 6 hours, I'm going to play you great music from Indonesia and not to forget latest news from Indonesia. Now I'm going to play you a song very new from a new girl band from Indonesia. You must heard about it. Nona Should. Enjoy.
Cause I touch like my mind in July. I know that look, I've seen it before, and I'm keeping score. Got you right where I want you. How you like that, baby? You've been way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
Straight for the heart. You never see this like a lock and secure.
Shoot by Nona. Nona is a new Indonesian girl group under the international music label 88 Rising. The group consists of four members, Christy Gardena, Esther Geraldine, Baila Fauri, and Sasfa Adesha. 88 Rising officially introduced Nona on April 29, 2025 and is scheduled to debut on May 2nd, 2025. Nona is a new project from 88 Rising, the label that also houses famous singers from Indonesia such as Nicki and Rich Brian. Wow! The announcement of Nona, complete with member introduction videos, was uploaded through 88 Rising's official Instagram account and I believe also on TikTok. And Nona also has an official Instagram account if you are currently tuning in with me and you're not familiar with them, and because of the music that I just played you, you are intrigued to check them out. Please check them out on the official Instagram account called @NonaWav, Nona WAV. Besides Nona, besides this group, of course, there's also a lot of Indonesian artists that are going international. But for me personally, Nona is very close to my heart because I'm also called Nona in my household. So that's a little bit of intermezzo. But yeah, I think you guys should stan Nona because they had great music. The girls are so beautiful and talented. So please check them out.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Listener, Today's Music Corner presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara, or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024, and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. The song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or anxious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yes, make sure to stay tuned with us on our social media and of course our broadcast, online streaming voinews.id, our app RRI Digital available on Android and iOS, and our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com and WhatsApp +62 821 238 12130 +62 821 238 12130.
Seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayung, warnanya merayu. Seisi dunia merasa dimadu.
Asmara senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan, berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Apalagi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah genggamlah tanganku selalu.
Genggamlah tanganku
dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI. Today's sound.
Bagiku kamulah duniaku, semua ku berikan hanya untukmu. Aku menyayangimu, apa kau tak sayang aku? Kau tak pernah menyadari itu. Cinta ini ku beri hanya untukmu, tapi semudah itu kau tinggalkan semua melukaiku. Kau tutup kisah cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Apa ada dia yang lain yang beri semua yang ku tak punya? Kau tepikan kisah cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Kini ku tak bisa memaksa, tapi ku harus bilang hatiku terluka. Kau tak pernah menyadari itu. Cinta ini ku beri hanya untukmu, tapi semudah itu kau tinggalkan semua dan lukaiku. Kau tutup kisah cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Apa ada dia yang lain yang beri semua yang ku tak punya? Kau tepikan kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Kini ku tak bisa memaksa, tapi ku harus bilang hatiku terluka. Cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Apa ada dia yang lain yang beri semua yang ku tak punya? Cinta kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as gempol peret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Called as gempol peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as gempol peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Peret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Kan rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu ku merasa. Sayangnya semesta tak restukan kisah kita.
I'm gonna play you a song. I think it's covered by Ahmad Dhani, the legendary Ahmad Dhani. It's titled Masih Ada. It's an old song. It's a very good song. If you don't believe me, check it out.
Bayanganmu di hatiku dan senyummu membuatku rindu. Bagaimana caranya, oh kasihku, ku ingin terus dekat kamu. Bagaimana caranya, oh, aku yakin di antara kita masih ada cinta yang membara. Bagaimana caranya, oh sayangku, ku ingin juga kau mengerti. Bagaimana caranya, oh, haruskah ku teteskan air mata di pipi? Haruskah ku curahkan segala isi di hati? Oh, haruskah kau ku peluk dan tak ku lepas lagi? Agar tiada pernah ada kata berpisah. Sha-la-la-la-la. Cerita kelabu kita susun lagi langkah baru. Bagaimana caranya, oh cintaku, ku ingin bahagia denganmu. Bagaimana caranya, oh, haruskah ku teteskan air mata di pipi? Haruskah ku curahkan segala isi di hati? Oh, haruskah kau ku peluk dan tak ku lepas lagi? Agar tiada pernah ada kata berpisah. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Tiba-tiba aku jatuh cinta, diam-diam kau pun juga cinta.
Kita berdua belum punya kekasih, saling mendekati. Perasaan tak bisa berdusta, bahagia terasa sempurna. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih, tunggu apa lagi? Katakan cinta bila kau cinta. Kasih ke saja
dari teman jadi kasih
ke saja. Perasaan tak bisa berdusta, bahagia terasa sempurna. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih, tunggu apa lagi? Katakan cinta bila kau cinta. Hati ini meminta kau lebih dari teman berbagi. Jadi kekasihku saja.
Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Called as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Terpesona. mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves, and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said,
Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually...